Fridays are awesome. I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News, your daily 10-minute breakdown of world events. We're starting with news concerning Russia. The world's largest country in land area is building up its military presence in the Black Sea. Russia borders part of this body of water. It also controversially annexed Crimea in 2014. The peninsula houses a significant Russian seaport in the Black Sea. Also in the region, the U.S. has sent several F-22 Raptor warplanes to Romania, another border country of the sea. So what's the significance of all this? Well, relations between the U.S. and Russia are at a low point, and America has been showing support for its allies in the region who are members of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, a group of countries that banded together after World War II to balance out the military strength of the Soviet Union. So a military buildup in the Black Sea is like an international show of power.
The Black Sea has become one of the most hotly contested and heavily militarized regions. This is not a new phenomenon. For hundreds of years, Russia has seen the Black Sea as strategically vital. And if you take a look at a map, it's not hard to see why this Black Sea is so strategically valuable to Russia. Firstly, it acts essentially as a bridge between two continents, a gateway between Europe and the Middle East. And it also provides crucial access to the Mediterranean and to oceans beyond. That gives it value commercially, but also gives it importance militarily. And if you take a look at the conflict in Syria, you can see that the Black Sea provides a vital strategic and logistics hub to the Russians who are carrying out military activities in that conflict there. Now, if you also take a look at the other countries that are bordering the Black Sea, it'll help you understand the situation a little bit better. Ukraine, Romania, Bulgaria, Georgia, and Turkey. With the exception of Turkey, all of them were either Soviet states or part of the Soviet bloc. And with Georgia and Ukraine aspiring to move closer to NATO, Russia is increasingly surrounded by treaty allies. Russia has said again and again that it strongly believes that former Soviet republics should remain under the Russian sphere of influence. And it has also been complaining for decades about what it calls NATO aggression, essentially that Western alliance which it sees as pushing up aggressively against Russia's borders.
Okay, now we're diving deeper. International maritime tensions aren't limited to the Black Sea. We've reported on China's controversial buildup of man-made islands in the South China Sea. The U.S. is reportedly planning to use submarine drones to help keep tabs on that region. And American officials say that Russian submarine activity is at levels that the U.S. Navy hasn't seen in decades. Russia has increased its patrols in the Atlantic, including in areas near U.S. waters. So the American military is trying to keep its upper hand by developing subs like the USS Missouri. And CNN recently got the chance to climb aboard.
This is a very important time for submarine operations. They're a way of projecting power across the planet, really, silently. It's called the silent service. Their job is to hide, really, so no one knows where they are. I'm standing on the bridge of the USS Missouri. It's a nuclear attack submarine. It's a rare visit, really one of the most incredible things I've ever done as a reporter.
We're going to show you what it is like to live and work on board here, where people sleep, where they eat, where they do their jobs. It's a dangerous job at times.
Lockport!
The world has quite a proliferation of submarines, and the best way right now to find another submarine is with a submarine.
The bad guys, whoever they are, have to assume that there's a sub within range if they were to do anything. Is that...
Stealth is clearly... Without stealth, a submarine could not do the missions it does.
We were operating places where we didn't have to rely on an adversary being there to challenge us. Now that's changing.
Touchdown warning!
Since we're going out just on a training mission, most of these torpedoes are what are called practice shots. They don't have actual ordnance on them. But you look at the green ones here, these are actual live torpedoes. And any time U.S. submarine goes out of port, it's carrying at least a couple of these for self-defense.
The firing order is tubes 5 and 8. In the window, tube 5 and tube 8.
Shooting. That was the huge rush of air pressure that fires out, in this case, a water slug, a torpedo tube full of water. But you can feel the pressure change in your ears, not just down here in the torpedo room, but throughout the entire submarine. Just shows you what kind of power is necessary to get that torpedo out of the tube. This is the beginning of what they call angles and dangles, a series of steep descents and ascents designed to show the full capability of the boat, but also to test the crew's readiness. You're hearing that alarm as we approach 20 degrees. We're going to get to a 25-degree angle. Keep in mind, I'm standing up straight now. But as I'm leaning forward, that's keeping me vertical in relation to the ground as the angle ascent gets sharper. Someone asked me today if U.S. submarine forces are preparing for war. We're not at war, certainly not with another power that has submarine capability. But yes, they are preparing every day for that possibility in case it were to happen. They want to be prepared, if called upon, to act.
Starting today's roll call in a Central American country between Guatemala and Nicaragua, we're talking about Honduras. And it's great to see everyone at Good Shepherd Christian Academy in Zamorano. To the city of Toccoa, Georgia now, we've got the Indians watching today. Shout out to Stevens County High School. And in the U.S. Northeast, makes sense we'd make a stop at Northeast Middle School. It's in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the home of the Hornets. Before we go, three words. Jurassic Park Tortoise. It's supposed to remind you of the movie, but instead of vicious velociraptors and tyrannical tyrannosauruses, it's got a tortoise. His name's Louie. He's got his own pool, grazing area, and visitor center. And if you happen to find yourself trapped inside with the power out and nothing to keep you company but a cold-blooded chelonian, well, you could just walk to the house. Louis seems to like it. It's really brought him out of its shell. And if you said he'd picked up a bad habitat, he'd probably reptile you to snap it, or turtle you to crawl away. Of course, no one knows for sure, but we're certain that's what his retort is. I'm Carlos Zeus. Have an amazing weekend.